The annual notice of change includes changes in coverage, costs, or service area that will become effective in January 2016. Upon receipt of the ANOC mailing, members should check the changes to the plan benefits and costs. Check the changes to the formulary. Think about their overall health care costs. And think about whether they are happy with their current plan. The low-income subsidy rider will only be sent to members who receive extra help from the government paying for their prescription drugs. The letter shows the amounts they will have to pay for the new plan year. There is a chart included that shows the member's prescription drug coverage and any coverage disclaimers. If a member calls for assistance interpreting the letter they receive from Medicare, a CCR can reference the color of the letter. Some members receive gray letters from Medicare if they are no longer automatically receiving extra help, and other members are receiving orange letters from Medicare if there is a change to their extra help amounts. The abridged formulary contains the initial coverage period copay and coinsurance levels by region. It also contains a listing of drugs showing drug tier requirements and/or limits. A list of frequently asked questions is available to assist a member with basic formulary information. It is important to note an abridged formulary is not a complete listing of the drugs SilverScript covers. If a member is concerned their drugs are no longer covered after reviewing the abridged formulary, you should take time to look up their medications using the drug pricing tool in the enrollment portal. If you confirm one or more of their medications are not covered in the new plan year, provide any alternative medications available to them for discussion with their physician. You'll have access to send a full formulary to the member upon their request. Some members may want to stay with their current plans. If that is the case, they do not need to take any action. For members who do wish to make changes to their plan, they must complete the enrollment into a new plan between October 15th and December 7th. Their new coverage will begin on January 1st. In this section, we did the following. Discussed when ANOCs will be mailed. Determined when you are permitted to discuss 2016 plan year information. Discussed the list rider and the abridged formulary.